ever get that feeling. Like you're just drowning in information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just needing those like key insights, like boiled down, just the essence.
Yeah, totally. It's like drinking from a fire hose sometimes, right?
Right. So that's what we're doing today on the deep dive. We're zeroing in on this really interesting stuff about AI, generative AI specifically.
It's all about how we're using it, you know, to make content, to rethink how we approach marketing, that whole landscape.
For sure. And get this, we're going deep on this webinar presentation. It's called Intelligencia Artificial Generativa. That's generative artificial intelligence for those of you who don't speak Portuguese.
It's pretty brilliant, actually. They use this analogy. ChatGPT and friends. Super estagiarios que hizo precisam de orientação.
Okay, super interns. I'm intrigued. What's that all about?
So imagine these AI tools, right? All this power, but they're like super eager interns. They need some direction, some guidance to really, you know, perform at their best.
That's a great way to think about it. So, for everyone listening, our mission today is to distill the most valuable stuff from this presentation, like how are brands actually using generative AI?
Right. Real-world applications.
Exactly. And what are the advantages, especially for content creators, you know, folks like us?
And probably most importantly, how can you, the listener, navigate this whole AI world without feeling overwhelmed?
Yeah.
Because it's moving so fast. We'll break it all down for you. Be your guides.
Absolutely. And to give you an idea of where this information's coming from, the presenter has like a crazy amount of experience.
44 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they're deeply connected to Lisbon, but they've got roots in the north of Portugal too. Really interesting blend. They're a freelancer, a copywriter, a communications director, a teacher, a consultant specializing in digital marketing and AI.
Wow, that's a lot of hats.
Right. And their background, it's all over the place, in a good way. Languages, literature, education, digital marketing. They've even taught Portuguese and Spanish. And get this, worked as a professional choreographer.
Seriously, that's wild.
Yeah, it's a really diverse background. And the presentation even throws in these personal touches, like they mentioned having a 9-year-old daughter named Maria. And they love cats, Bruno Mars, you know, relatable stuff.
Quim now? Who doesn't? It definitely gives you that sense that they understand the human side of all this, along with all the technical AI stuff.
Totally.
So let's get into it. How are brands actually using AI? The presentation asks, O que é que tu és marcas andam a construir com IA? What are they building with AI?
Well, here's the thing. It's not just about AI taking over. The presentation is super clear about that. It's about collaboration, humans and AI working together.
Ah, so that super intern idea, right? We're the mentors.
Exactly. And they highlight these key areas where co-creation is really working. First one, original content, not just text, by the way.
Oh, interesting.
Images, videos, audio, AI can generate all of it. Think about how many content possibilities that opens up for brands.
That's huge. That's like next level.
It is. Then they get into personalization.
Okay, yeah. That's been a buzzword for a while. What's the AI angle?
It's not just basic demographics anymore. AI can get super granular, understanding individual preferences, even the sentiment behind how people interact with the brand.
So for those listening, what that means is more effective messaging, like
Right.
really hitting the mark.
Precisely. And if you think about it from a marketing perspective, that kind of personalization means campaigns that really connect with the audience.
More engagement, better results.
Makes sense.
Okay, what else?
Well, this part blew my mind. AI for search and creative strategies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like having this research assistant on steroids, helping with brainstorming, even suggesting strategies you might not have thought of.
So for our listeners who are all about gaining knowledge quickly, AI could be a game changer, especially for that initial research
Big
phase.
time. And then there's automation and efficiency.
Yeah, that's the holy grail, right?
Totally. AI can help us scale content production, streamline processes, optimize everything.
Saving us tons of time, especially if you're juggling a million things like most of us.
Exactly. And it gets even better. Last point in this section is about prediction and optimization. AI can analyze data, see patterns, predict how well your campaigns might do in the future.
And then suggest changes, right, based on data, so we can constantly be improving.
You got it. It's like having a data-driven crystal ball for marketing.
Okay, that's all super impressive. But I'm also thinking about the potential downsides. Like, are we giving AI too much control?
That's where that warning comes in. The presentation says, Mas non deixes o estagiário a tomar conta da empresa. Don't let the intern run the company.
Right, we still need human oversight. Strategy, ethics, all that.
Absolutely. It's a partnership.
Yeah.
AI is a powerful tool, but we need to be the ones guiding it, making the big decisions.
So I guess a question for our listeners is, how do you see that balance playing out in your work? How can you combine AI with your own expertise to get the best results?
It's a good one to think about. It's not about replacing human creativity. It's about, you know, amplifying it. Now, the presentation shifts gears a bit. They talk about 5 principales vantagens para quem creaya contento, 5 main advantages for content creators.
All right, let's get into that. First up, innovation. Innovation. What does that even mean in terms of AI and content?
It's about breaking out of those creative ruts. You know how it is. Sometimes you get stuck in the same patterns.
Oh, tell me about it.
AI can help you bust out of that, generating new ideas, suggesting different styles, even spotting upcoming trends, like having a brainstorming buddy who's always on, always thinking outside the box.
I like that. An AI brainstorming partner. Okay, what's the next advantage?
Consistency.
Consistency.
That makes sense. Keeping your brand voice on point, making sure you're putting out content regularly.
Exactly. And AI can be a big help there. It can maintain your brand style, make sure everything aligns with your guidelines. It can even automate some of those repetitive content tasks, so you're always putting something out there. Okay, I'm seeing the value there. What about rapidez? Speed. We talked about automation, but how much time are we really talking about saving here?
Well, they give a specific statistic later on. But in general, AI can speed up almost every part of content creation. Drafting, outlining, making different versions for different platforms, even repurposing old content. It's a game changer.
Wow, that's huge. Okay, quality. I'm a little skeptical here, to be honest. I've seen some AI content that was, well, a little rough around the edges.
I get it. And yeah, some early AI stuff wasn't great. But honestly, the technology has come a long way. AI can generate surprisingly good content, especially when it comes to the technical stuff like grammar, spelling, making sure everything is consistent, even factual accuracy, as long as it's trained on reliable data. But of course, you still need to double check, fact check all that.
So it's not like we can just hit publish on whatever it spits out.
No, not yet. But AI can handle a lot of the grunt work when it comes to quality control, frees you up to focus on the bigger picture, you know, the things that really make your content stand out.
Right, that makes sense. And last but not least, budget. Cost effectiveness. This is always a big consideration, especially if you're a small business or a freelancer.
Oh, absolutely. And this is where AI shines. Automating those time-consuming tasks means you're spending less on manpower. And if you're more efficient, you're producing more content in less time.
So more bang for your buck.
Exactly. Whether you're a small team, a solo creator, or even a big company, that cost effectiveness is a big deal.
Okay, so we've got innovation, consistency, speed, quality, and budget. AI is ticking a lot of boxes.
Oh, sure. And then, get this, the presentation says AI is adaptable for all phases of the communication process. It's e adaptável para todas as fases do processo de comunicacións.
Interesting. Break that down for us. What are those phases?
They list 4. Reconocimiento, envolvimento, conversao, advocacia. Recognition, engagement, conversion, and advocacy. Like moving through a classic marketing funnel.
Okay, I'm following you. So first up, reconocimiento, recognition. How's AI involved there?
It's all about getting seen, getting your message out there. AI can analyze tons of data to spot trends, figure out what your audience is doing, and find the best channels and content formats to cut through the noise. It's like AI helps you strategically position your brand so it gets noticed.
So AI is like a visibility booster.
Exactly.
All right. Next up, envolvimento engagement. This is all about building that connection with your audience, right?
You got it. It's about interaction, building relationships. AI can help by personalizing how you deliver content, answering questions in real time with chatbots, and even creating more interactive content experiences. Like, imagine AI-powered recommendations or adaptive learning.
That's pretty cool. Okay, conversion, turning that interest into action, whether it's a purchase, a sign-up, whatever your goal is.
And AI is crucial here. It analyzes user behavior, sees what paths lead to conversions, and then personalizes offers, calls to action, all of that. Optimizes landing pages, predicts which leads are most likely to convert. It's about getting you the best results.
So AI is like a conversion optimizer.
You can say that. And finally, we have advocacy.
Turning happy customers into like brand ambassadors, right?
Exactly. AI can monitor social media, see what people are saying about your brand. It can even identify your biggest fans and encourage them to share their experiences.
So it's not just about creating the content, it's about leveraging that content to build a loyal following.
Precisely.
This is all pretty mind-blowing, and the presenter really drives that point home. They call AI o super estagiario and even Ronaldo de AI. a soul records. Like AI is breaking all the records, just like Ronaldo. They're emphasizing how fast AI is growing, how much of an impact it's having.
Right, and remember how quickly ChatGPT took off. One milhao de utilizadores en apenas cinco días após o seu lanzamiento, 30 November 2022, 1 million users in just 5 days.
That's insane.
It is, and it just kept growing. The presentation even throws in some stat: 300 million users activos semanas, 20 mensagens diarias, 300 million active users per week. 1 billion messages every single day.
Whoa, that's a lot of people using AI.
Yeah. ChatGPT is still number one, by the way. They say, Ayenda at will o har ochag 1EMUMV and hashtag 1EMMAU.
So top of the charts for users, engagement, all of that. It's really changed how we interact with technology, how we create content, how we find information.
It has. And speaking of information, let's circle back to efficiency. Remember that statistic we mentioned earlier?
The time-saving one.
Yep. The presentation says, Enya ya está a reducir a 3 horas de trabajo por semana, permitiendo focar en tarefas más estratégicas. AI is already saving people up to 3 hours of work per week.
That's huge. Just think, you could have 3 extra hours every week to focus on strategy, planning, you know, the big picture stuff, instead of getting bogged down in the day-to-day.
Exactly. And the presenter even gives us a simple formula for how to get started with AI. It's age como X plus produce Y plus no formato Z.
Okay, that looks pretty straightforward. Let's break it down. What's the X, the Y, and the Z all about?
But age como X is where you tell the AI what role to play, like act like a marketing expert or act like a creative writer.
So you're giving it a persona.
All right. And then produce Y is the output you want, a blog post, a headline, a script, whatever.
And no formato Z is how you want it delivered, like in a certain style or tone.
You got it. It's a simple way to give AI instructions, like briefing your super intern.
I love that analogy. Okay, so we've got the basics down, but the presentation makes a really good point. It's nem so de GPT vive o universo di IA. The AI universe isn't just about GPT.
Right. They say cada app ma personalidad. Each app has its own personality, meaning different AI tools have different strengths.
So it's not one size fits all.
Not at all. And they mention this boost de creatividad com som productividad imagem and video. So there are tools specifically for audio, for productivity, for images, for video. It's a whole ecosystem.
So listeners, if you're thinking about using AI, don't just assume GPT is the only answer. Explore what's out there. Find the tools that fit your specific needs.
And that brings us to another important point. Em resumo, todas esas apps saugiras, mas nem todas saugis.
So all these AI apps might seem cool, but not all of them are actually useful.
Right. They even ask multi-solutions or multi-stress. It's a good question. All these options can be overwhelming.
So how do we avoid that overwhelm? How do we figure out which tools are actually worth our time?
The presentation gives us some guidance. They talk about curiosidad, resolución de problemas, estructura, experimentación, mudanzas dinámicas, curiosity, problem solving, structure, oriented chaos, experimentation, and dynamic changes.
Okay, that's a lot to unpack.
It is, but it makes sense. You start with curiosity, right? You want to see what's out there, explore.
Right.
But then you need to focus that curiosity on problem solving. What are the specific challenges you're facing? How can AI help you solve them?
So don't just chase the shiny new thing. Be intentional.
Exactly. And then estructura, caos orientado, structure, oriented chaos. Basically have a plan. It doesn't have to be super rigid, but have some kind of structure to your exploration.
Otherwise, you'll just get lost in the chaos.
Right. And of course, you have to experiment. Try different tools, see what works for you. And finally, mudanças dinámicas, dynamic changes. This field is constantly evolving. You have to be adaptable, keep learning, and adjust your approach as things change.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. You have to stay on top of things.
Totally. And then they lay out a really clear path forward. It's step by step, o tu camino, your path. And the steps are informate, identifica, educate, aplica.
Inform yourself, identify, educate yourself, and apply. That sounds like a pretty solid roadmap.
It is. First, you inform yourself.
Yeah.
Learn the basics of AI. Understand the concepts. See what tools are out there. Then you identify the specific areas where AI can help you. What are your pain points? Where can AI make a difference?
Okay, so far so good.
Then you edificate to educate yourself. Learn how to actually use the tools you've chosen. Master the art of prompting. Understand what they can and can't do. And finally, you aplica. Apply what you've learned. Integrate AI into your workflow and start seeing results.
Simple and effective. Love it.
Right. And then the presentation wraps up with some really important advice. They say, experimenta, practica, y volta a práctica, mistura creatividade en estrutura, cuidado com as alucinações. Fact check. No hasso o caminho.
Experiment, practice, and practice again. Combine creativity with structure, be careful of hallucinations, fact check. There's no single path.
All great points. They're really emphasizing that mastering these tools takes time and effort. You have to keep practicing. And they're reminding us that AI is a tool. We still need our own creativity, our own strategic thinking.
And that cuidado con las alucinaciones part is interesting. It's a reminder that AI can sometimes generate stuff that's just plain wrong. We can't blindly trust it. We have to fact check.
Definitely. And non hasso camino means there's no right or wrong way to use AI. It's about finding what works best for you.
And then there's that great line, os unicornios non existem. Unicorns don't exist.
Right. It's like they're saying, don't get carried away with the hype. AI is powerful, but it's not magic.
It's not a silver bullet. Okay, so for everyone listening, here's the takeaway. Generative AI has the potential to revolutionize how we create content, how we do marketing, how we work in general.
It's like having this super intern, always learning, always pushing the boundaries.
Right.
But like any intern, it needs guidance.
Right. It needs us to show it the ropes, to use it ethically, to make sure it's working towards our goals.
And remember, start with curiosity, but focus on solving problems. Have a plan, experiment, be adaptable. Inform yourself, identify your needs, educate yourself, and then apply what you've learned. Those are the keys.
Great advice. And here's one last thought for everyone to ponder. As AI keeps evolving, as this super intern gets smarter and more capable, how will your role, your skills, your way of working evolve alongside it? How do we make sure AI stays a tool, a force for good, and doesn't become, well, a problem in itself? What new skills do we need to thrive in this new world of human-AI collaboration?
It's something we all need to think about. The future is unfolding right now, and it's up to us to shape it.
Absolutely. That's the deep dive for today. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.